In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The first gospel reading tells a story about a man who had a son who, since he was a child, suffered from a very severe case of demon possession. And this father was at his wit's end. The context of this gospel is, if you look at it in the Gospel of Mark, you'll see that it follows right after the Transfiguration. And so Christ and Peter, James, and John were up on Mount Tabor, and they had this experience that we celebrate on the Feast of the Transfiguration. While that was going on, down in the valley below, his other disciples were asked by this man to heal his son. This man probably heard about how Christ was healing people, and he came, found his disciples, and Christ wasn't there. So he asked them what they could do. And the Gospels earlier on, Christ had given the apostles the power to cast out demons and to heal the sick. And so this should have been something that they would have been able to handle. But they weren't for some reason. And so it says, and when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" So Christ sees this tumultuous situation. He sees that there are scribes among the people that are gathered around, and that these scribes are arguing with the disciples. The gospel doesn't spell out exactly what this argument was about, but there's a good chance that they were giving the disciples a hard time because they weren't able to cast out the demons. If you read in the Talmud, there are very elaborate procedures that are described for casting out demons. And no doubt these scribes were telling these disciples, "You're doing it wrong. This is the way we do it." And of course, that wasn't the way that Christ did it either. Christ didn't go through these elaborate rituals. What he did was he rebuked the demons and by his own authority told them to leave, and they departed. And up until now, once the disciples had been given this power, they'd been able to do it too. And so they're confused. And so Christ asked these scribes, "What are you arguing about?" And it says, out of the multitude, this father answered, and he said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit." And this doesn't mean that the demon was unintelligent. This means that the demon kept his son from being able to speak. And later on, when Christ rebukes the demon, he refers to him as a deaf and dumb demon. So apparently his son was not able to hear either. And he said, "And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and he gnasheth his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not." So this father is at his wit's end. He's come asking for help. Christ's disciples weren't able to do anything about it. And he complains to Christ, "I came to your disciples, and they weren't able to do it." And so it says that Christ answered him and said, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me." So who was Christ rebuking when he said this? Some fathers say that he was rebuking the father himself because it was his lack of faith. It wasn't his disciples' lack of faith that was the issue. But other fathers say that Christ was speaking not just to the father but to his disciples as well as to the multitude because he was dealing with people who just had a chronic lack of faith. And it says, "And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child." In other words, since he was a small boy, he's had this issue. "And oft times it casteth him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." So this man had some faith, but it was a very weak faith. And he says to Christ, "If you can do anything, please help us." It says that Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." So what Christ is saying is if you believe, this can happen. It's not anybody else's fault here. You need to believe. You need to believe who I am. If you believe, it will happen. And straightway, the father cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief." When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying to him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And then later on, we're told when the disciples were alone with Christ, his disciples asked him why they weren't able to cast out the demon. And Christ answered them, and he said, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. In the Gospel of Matthew, we have a parallel account which it gives a little bit more detail about Christ's answer. It said, And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. So what does it mean when Christ says that you can, if you have just the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, you can say to a mountain, Be thou moved, and it'll be cast into the sea? Christ wasn't suggesting that we as Christians can work magic tricks just for our own amusement or for the amusement of our friends. What he was saying was that if we have faith, anything is possible. But we are also told in Scripture that faith is a gift from God. And St. John in his first epistle tells us, And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. So the key is, if we're asking according to God's will, God will give us the faith if we are just simply open to him and cooperate with him. But we're also told in Scripture that faith without works is dead. Faith requires our cooperation, not just our intellectual belief, but that we actually do things that show that we have faith. And one of the things that we need to do is we need to pray and we need to fast. Many of us have problems, maybe just in our own spiritual life. We've struggled against different kinds of sins, and we feel like we don't get anywhere. We're unable to do anything about it, and no one else that we talk to is able to do anything for us. And Christ's answer to us is the same answer that he gave to that father. If you believe, all things are possible to those that believe. And if prayer and fasting can cast out a demon that was as powerful as this demon was and had such a powerful hold over this child, then by prayer and fasting you can overcome whatever spiritual problems you have in this life. This is the message that we have on this Sunday. We see the icon of the ladder because this is the Sunday of St. John of the Ladder, St. John Climacus. And in his book he talks about the steps of the ladder that we make to make spiritual progress in the Christian life, and many of us feel like we're still trying to get on rung number one, and we keep struggling. And the key is, if we're continuing to struggle, if we're continuing to believe, we may not be on the same level that St. John Climacus was when he went to his reward, but we will be saved as long as we continue in the struggle. But we have to believe, and we have to cooperate with that faith. We have to actually put our faith into action, fast, and to pray, to do the things that we need to do to overcome those spiritual problems that we have and not just sit back and wait for God to make you do what you really don't want to do. You need to cooperate with him. But if you will believe, all things are possible to those that believe. Amen.